Hello, everybody, and welcome to Fun Times Gaming Podcast, episode number 3. It is Monday, the 29th of 2013. Today I have Narmacil the Fire Mage.
Good evening, everyone.
I have Mocha the Smeghead.
Good afternoon, everybody.
And of course, I am Random Jack the All Powerful.
Only in his dreams.
Today we're doing things a little bit differently, and it's going to be quite a different episode for those who are listening, and actually those who are watching us, because this is the first time we're going to try this and see how this works out. We are live streaming our podcast while we play some video games. I am live streaming on FTG. Ow.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, FTG. Ow.
Yeah. I had a cigarette in my hand and I started burning my finger.
You also have a pet direwolf named Moon Moon, I believe.
Wow. So yes, I am streaming on FTG Random Jack, R4NDOMJ4CK, and Narm is also streaming on his Twitch at FTG Narmacil, NARMACIL, though most
perhaps
of you who...
Perhaps it would come in handy to mention that this is all on Twitch TV instead of offering just the end of our URL. Just saying.
Well, I said Twitch, so normal people go like Twitch and search it up. I hope.
So, I would hope so too.
Yes. Unfortunately, because I have a lot going on, I am playing in God mode. So, and some of the mods I have are going to be quite deadly with my not paying attention. But yes, we'll start. We have no new casters today. Unfortunately. Borador was playing too much Skyrim, and something he raided, like a Skooma warehouse, and it exploded. Was that correct there, Narm?
Basically the epitome of trailer park trash, blowing up a meth lab, but the Skyrim version.
Yeah, so he's a little bit out right now, and he might jump in a little later. Anyways, we'll go into what we have been playing, what we will be playing. So, Narm, you can go ahead with that one.
Well, I guess I'll start with what I'm currently playing, and that is Skyrim, as anybody who's watching my stream can see. Just prior to that, I've been finishing up on Saints Row the Third. Gotta go that 100% completion, you know how it goes with that. And on Minecraft, I switched from 1.4.6 to 1.5.2, I think. So I finally converted.
The Direwolf.
And, to the Direwolf pack. I'm still using Feed the Beast with all those delicious mods. Direwolf put out a 1.52 beta pack. I'm disappointed that there are certain things missing, but that was to be expected. So I'm learning to cope.
Okay, so what will you be playing the next week?
I definitely want to finish Saints Row the Third, because I'm really not that far off. And I think I might finally start Sleeping Dogs. I picked that up a week ago during this Steam sale, and I'd like to give that a good try.
All right. Mocha, on to you. What have you been playing? What will you be playing?
Well, haven't been playing all that much. Just a little Rift, some Borderlands, and checked out World of Warplanes. In the future? Not too sure yet. Definitely know there's going to be Rift involved. I want to get through Tiny Tina's and Borderland. And probably going to go check out Defiance again and see if anything new's been added. Possibly even try this Dungeon Land.
Yes, we definitely have to get up on Dungeon Land.
And we have to stream it.
Yes. So, is there anything else you have to add there, Mocha?
Nope. I'm good.
Okay. Well, then it's my turn. Along with Narmasil, I am actually currently playing Skyrim, though I'm probably a little bit different than him because I have, I think I'm at like 60 some odd mods, and I'm already at level 73. What I have been playing besides Skyrim, I think I played a little bit of Orcs, a little bit of Minecraft. I tried Citadel for about 5 or 10 minutes. I was playing Robot Unicorn Attack 2 on my mobile device for a while this week. And I think that's pretty much it. What will I be playing? I think I'm going to go into more Skyrim. Because these mods are definitely something different. And hopefully I'll have a little bit more time than I did last week. And we'll have to see from there. So that's that. And there's only one thing. There wasn't anything last week that we actually missed, which was amazing. But there was one one reiteration that I want to change from last week. I mentioned that when I was playing Saints Row the Third, I was stuck at 47 quests. Well, I went and deleted my character and replayed it and found I got stuck at the same exact thing. But apparently it was because they allow you to replay the last mission to change one of the options you choose to finish, and that becomes 46 and 47. So, yeah, I didn't really have to replay the whole game.
Ha ha.
Not that it wasn't fun. I was playing most of it with Narm there, so.
Ah. That brings up a point that's something that I was looking up earlier, and that's totally not in the show notes, but I noticed that a lot of people were complaining that there's no New Game Plus option in Saints Row the Third, and I found a save editor which kinda does that for you. Fun fact. It will start you at the beginning of the game with all of the previous perks and cars and clothing and anything you've unlocked in your previous playthrough. You will start a new game with all that stuff at your disposal. So, sort of a new game plus.
That's kind of cool.
Mods leveled up for you?
No, but you do have the option of playing the game in hard mode at that point, which would probably balance it out. And in relation to Skyrim, I just did a count, Jack. I have 76 active mods.
Damn, boy. Okay.
Looks like you better get on the ball.
No, I'm happy with what I have. But, yeah, this episode, I do apologize, will be a little bit on the weird side because I was not actually planning to be here. I was just going to be out and about, and I was out, but I made it back in time for the recording.
Jack, where did you go?
I went to Six Flags with family members.
Wow, you went to Six Flags even after, you know, like the stuff that was all over the news? Like, didn't somebody die there, like, recently?
Actually, yes. A lady was on a roller coaster and she was getting harnessed in, didn't hear any clicks, and the attendants said, oh, it was fine and everything like that, but apparently it wasn't, and she kind of just fell out of the seat.
That's so horrible.
Yeah.
And you would want to go on a roller coaster after that.
Dude, one, if I'm meant to die on a roller coaster, that would be epic beyond belief, and I want my gravestone to say, fuck yeah, roller coasters. And secondly, I don't think out of every single roller coaster that was up and running, I think we only missed one because it was open later in the day.
I wonder what the ragdoll physics would look like.
Well, on something funny, we were on the Nitro, and a kid's iPhone fell out of his pocket while he was on the ride, and he's sitting there trying to find it, and the guy behind us was like, "Yeah, you had a white iPhone? Well, it's somewhere back on, like, the farthest loop back there. It fell out of your pocket. Sorry, buddy." So
that
guy
stinks, and like park management is usually pretty strict with stuff like that. They'll be like, "Nope, sorry."
I don't know. Like it was weird because what's it called? At 80 miles an hour on that roller coaster and a phone. I don't care if you have a life proof or an OtterBox or anything. A phone falling from that height at 80 miles an hour because, you know, all these, you know the physics laws, motion and that stuff. That phone was traveling 80 miles an hour down to the freaking ground. That phone is not in one piece.
Unless it landed flat on the grass, then there's a chance. But again, somebody would have to find that phone and return it to the owner because they're not letting that kid back there to look for it.
No, hell no. And just to mention something else, I noticed something, and I gotta say, I don't understand some of these people who go to these amusement parks. There was a girl there, older girl, not like old, probably, you know, like upper teens into 20s. And she's sitting there on the line of a roller coaster, and she's fixing her hair. And I had to sit there and pause to myself. I'm like, why are you fixing your hair before you get on a roller coaster?
Because, you know, I want to look nice for that camera that goes off. You know, I got to look pretty.
That camera that nobody ever takes a good picture with, except for, you know, the people who have, like, glued game pieces.
Not even
and
that.
Stuff.
And nowadays, what people do is they go up to the booth with their smartphones and they take a picture of the screen and then they walk away.
They actually had something cool, but I digress. Back to relevant information. Yeah, that's what I did, and I do apologize that my show notes and stuff are going to be a little bit tad odd this week. So we'll get right into that with gaming news. The first thing that we have is Saints Row 4 went into their they explained a little bit about their first DLC release, which is going when they were at the San Diego Comic-Con. This DLC is announced to come out 45 days after the game release. So the game is going to release, and then 45 days later, you'll see the first DLC. This is actually called the Enter the Dominatrix.
Except for Australia.
I'm listening.
Oh, it was announced that Australia is not getting that?
It's been voted no for the second time.
Is it the whole game or just the...
Saints Row 4.
Oh, wow. Okay, so sorry, Australia guys. I do apologize. I'll let you know how the game is. But I don't actually have any real relevant information on the DLC itself. I didn't really read into it. I just grabbed the news article. As far as I know, this DLC was actually meant to come out for the third,
Wait, as in Saints Row the Third, or?
Yes, Saints Row the Third. It was supposed to come out for Saints Row the Third, but it's not. Now it's coming in the fourth. Also, on top of that, they're saying, I don't know if it was this DLC. I think it was this DLC. It's supposed to watch what happens between the third and the fourth, because certain people, like Johnny Gat, a.k.a., you know, let's put it this way, unfortunately, spoilers are coming. Johnny Gat dies in the third. He is actually coming back for the fourth, so we have to see how that one plays out, and I think this one is actually going to wind up... I think they announced that it's supposed to tie some loose ends together. I'm definitely looking forward to getting this one.
After having played Saints Row the Third copiously, I am, in fact, excited for Saints Row the Four, and I will definitely be picking it up.
Okay, so our next item is Watch Dogs is getting a limited edition that's $130. I don't know why, but for some reason that sounds like I messed it up. I guess it's $130. I wrote it down. But $130, if I'm wrong, it'll be $150. But I wrote it down as $130, so I'm going to leave it at $130. You basically get the game.
$130.
Cool. Thank you. You get the game, a collectible steel bookcase, the soundtrack, a hardcover art book, a... Vigil anti-mask, and a 9-inch statue of the main character, Aiden. So, yeah. It was also stated that Watch Dogs is not going to require an internet connection. Now, I don't know if that was, it's not going to require it completely, or it's just not going to require it to play it. I'm almost positive that you're going to need at least like an internet connection to like verify that you bought the game, and then you'll be able to play it without internet from there on. Then that, on a note, is another game that I'm going to be looking out for. I was very excited for it. I thought it was the best thing at E3. In MMO news, Aeon is getting its next class called the Aether Tech, which is basically going to be some kind of giant mech gun thing. I seen a picture of it, and it was kind of weird. It was literally like a mech dude with guns as arms. So, yeah. And next news is something that I'm quite excited about. Spelunky, which I mentioned in one of the other ones, is coming, I think it was like episode 1 or 2, is coming out for the PC by Steam. It will be releasing a feature, a daily challenge mode. Spelunky is... a game where every time you play it, the levels are different. So, being that they're going to have a daily challenge mode, it's basically everybody gets to play the same exact map once and once only. So, basically, let's say me and Narm pick up Spelunky. We pick up Spelunky and we go and play. We want to do the challenge map and see how, you know, who's better at what. And I play it once, he plays it once, and that's it. And yeah, until the next daily challenge map comes out.
This is a feature that excites me greatly. I've seen it done on a couple of different games, and it's definitely something that keeps the game interesting.
It's definitely an interesting thing. It as I said, it's not going to make or break it for me. Because I'm going to get it no matter what, because it was just an amazing, awesome, funny game. But having an extra feature is always a good thing.
We do like our shinies.
Now, Bordor was supposed to be talking about this one, but yes, RuneScape 3 has been released. I don't have any details on that at all whatsoever. I do apologize. As I said, that was supposed to be Borodor's, and due to his skooma inhalations, he's not with us at the moment.
He's also probably still fighting off hordes of the undead.
Yeah, that too. Mercenary Kings is now available on Steam Early Access. I know one of my buddies picked it up. I have not tried it out or seen it yet, so I don't know really much about that one. It looked pretty cool. I've seen some screenshots and stuff, and it looks pretty cool. But I have not really looked into it much. But as we went through Steam Early Access the last episode, I figured I'd bring that one up. Now, this next news, I love when communities, gaming communities, and not necessarily like a gaming community like us, like the actual general gaming community, does things like this. But there was a young 5-year-old girl who was a big fan of the Mech Warrior Online series. Her name was Sarah Perry's. I hope I'm pronouncing this correctly. But young Sarah Perry's passed away sometime in May due to brain cancer. So what's it called? Sorry, I'm getting attacked.
Mech Warrior Online developers. Piranha Games.
Yes. Via the community's request, they went and basically made a tribute mech for her. It actually looks pretty cool. I took a look at some of the pictures. And what's it called? It was such a great thing because all the proceeds from this mech will go straight to the Canadian Cancer Society. So definitely, if you're playing Mech Warrior, go ahead and pick that one up. Our hearts do definitely go out to Sarah's friends and family.
Yes, indeed, and that is by far a very nice gesture on behalf of the Mech Warrior community. It's something that really warms the heart when you see a group of otherwise strangers coming together for a simple yet powerful cause.
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah, on a side note, I was sitting there, I'm walking down the road, going to my next quest, and this random dark elf just decides to start beating the crap out of me. I wasn't expecting it. Nothing special. Just random dark elf. And back to news. Black Ops. There's a Black Ops 2 dev who sat there and was getting like major death threats to him because of some of the tweaks that were added. Tweaks, patches to the game. It like lowered some fire rate in some of the guns and changed some damage output, and it was very minor, very minor. What I was reading was it was just like tenths of a second, like milliseconds. Of a difference. It wouldn't even really matter. And all these people were just sending out death threats to him. I read some of the tweets and it was just ridiculous. I don't understand why, you know, people are like this. Anybody have anything?
I think it's just absolutely insane. People really need to get a better grasp on reality. It's just a game.
Yeah, seriously. But yeah, they were some serious threats. Now, the next few of these are supposed to be done by Matt. Borodor. Who again? Let's see. By now, he's probably, like, I don't know, sniffing for any remains. But I'm going to try and read through what he has here and see if I could go from what he has written down. So the first part he has is the PS4 is going to be able to continually record at least 15 minutes of gameplay. So while you're playing your games, you'll be able to record 15 minutes of gameplay. The Xbox One will record at least 5 minutes of gameplay. And I guess what he has written here was that Microsoft came out with it first, saying they were able to record 5 minutes, and then afterwards it became PS4, Sony came out saying that they were we can record 15. So it's like Sony's saying, haha, we're better than you still.
Agreed.
The next thing is Steam is possibly going to be getting taken to court due to some pre-owned game lawsuits. Apparently the Fed of German consumer organizations are planning to take Steam to court by the end of 2013 because Steam refused to change parts of its TOS in regards to the user's right to resell their digital purchases. A group sent Valve a cease and desist order in September of 2012 regarding the issue, shortly after Valve made changes to its end-user license agreement prohibiting users from filing class action lawsuits against the company. So, I mean, normally when I buy a game, I buy it for myself because I know I'm going to play it. As far as reselling, I mean, anyway, you know, a game that I don't play, yeah, sure. You know, I do it, GameStop does it, this place does it, that place does it. You know, you could trade in Xbox games and everything. I don't know. I mean, it's if they did it, okay, great. If they didn't do it, it's not going to bother me. And of course, if they did do it, there's ways that Valve can make money from this, you know. For instance, you know, the trading card games, every time you sell a card on the marketplace, you get, the Valve gets cut and the game gets a cut. So, they can make more money out of it, but I know certain games wouldn't be able to, anything that uses, like, CD keys or anything wouldn't be able to, but it's something that we'll just have to wait and see.
And the thing about it is that, like, I think it's kind of stupid, the whole lawsuit in general, because I understand the trading in games, used games, is always been a console thing, always, all the way back since, you know, GameStops were, you know, taking in Super Nintendo games and whatnot. PC gaming has always been a breed of its own, all right? You buy a game, you own it for life. That's just the way it was. You accepted it, you got on with your life, and for the most part, I like it that way, because who's to say that 5, 6, 7 years down the line from now, I might not get a bug up my ass and want to play Morrowind. You know what? I can, because I still own it. I own it forever.
No, you know, it's not only that. I mean, I have a ton of games on my Steam, and I know there are a ton of games I just don't play anymore. So, you know, I would definitely sell them off. I don't know. It's a double-edged blade, so...
It is, and that's something the courts will have to decide.
It just doesn't seem like something that even needs to be taken to court. Like, it's completely frivolous. Like, why even bother? Just leave it alone, people.
Yeah, like, seriously, the whole bringing it to court, I think Valve should just kind of allow it, But and of course, make their have them make their own money off of it. So we're gonna go into the massive update for Euro Truck Simulator 2. There was a massive update for Euro Truck Simulator 2. It took months for them to make, and it was supposed to it fixes a lot of things. They don't fix anything out of the ordinary. You have like optimization to memory pool usage. The game now can pause when you activate the Steam overlay. And animations of disabled pedestrians have been fixed. Excuse me. It also corrects some things that wouldn't normally be seen in some simulations. Rain pouring through bridges, incorrect versions of border separating France and Belgium, marked lack of toll booths, and then you'll be able to actually deactivate the game speed limiter in the option menu. So instead of being locked at a set speed, I forgot what that set speed was. Of course, who the person who knew isn't here. But yes, it would definitely unlock it. I believe it was like 60 miles an hour that you were able to get from, and now you could go all the way up to like whatever your truck can max out to. So get your speed on. We have a list of the newest greenlit games. So the list includes Aheim, Among the Sleep, Broforce, Concentration, Chasm, Darkwood, Deadly Premonition, Director's Cut, Dive Kick, Operation Black Mesa, Project Awakened, Recruits, Recoil, Shelter, and Starmaid. Now, I really don't have many information on a lot of these. Black Mesa, am I correct? I don't know if this is the same one. It was Operation Black Mesa, the one where they redid something and made it look cool.
Black Mesa was the original Half-Life 1 game that was redone using the Half-Life 2 graphics engine. Well, the Half-Life 2 everything engine, the Valve engine.
Okay.
Basically, you were playing Half-Life 2 with Half-Life 1's storyline.
Ah, okay. That's what it was. And Dive Kick is a fighting game making fun of fighting games that use a dive kick function, i.e. I can bring up Marvel vs. Capcom because I know that game quite often. My buddy plays it way too much. But Marvel vs. Capcom has... forgot who has the dive kick. I think it's a Wolverine that's like almost unblockable ever. So basically this dive kick is a fighting game that apparently all you do is dive kick. Yeah. And it was greenlit. Amazing, right?
Just keep swimming. Just keep swimming.
No, I pressed the wrong button. Okay. On to the next thing, BioWare says all of your Dragon Age choices will carry over to the upcoming Dragon Age Inquisition.
What?
So
they're going all Mass Effect on us now?
No, they did it from the first to the second. So now they're going to go from the second to quote-unquote the third. But it's not the third because they wanted to change the name over to something different because it's not technically a third. I don't know, it's weird. But yeah,
did the choices carry over between the first and the second one? I forget, it's been so long.
The people who have you in your party stay and things like that, and yeah it definitely did. So if you didn't have your if you don't have your saves anymore, get your Dragon Age 1s and Dragon Age 2s out, start playing and get those saves ready, or maybe find a save generator.
Yeah, this is all back in the day before I switched over to the PC Master Race, so this all my stuff is Xbox saves. If I can find a converter, though, which it is possible, I might be in business, but I could always just, you know, replay through 1, since I do own the Ultimate Edition on PC, and then finally get myself a copy of 2 and do it that way.
That might work. That might work. The next thing, Rayman Legends is announced for PC and will be out in a few weeks. This was a console-based game, I believe, and now it's being ported over to PC. Let's see. So some big news. MMO related, some really big news, and I definitely want to see what's going on with this one. There's some veterans from Sony and Blizzard who are making a super studio called Motlin. I, being one that played both the Blizzard MMOs and the Sony MMOs, and I know there's a few of us out here, or at least tried and played some. I want to see what happens. I mean, if you're getting big vets from both companies coming together, we might have another big MMO release coming up, guys.
They're a brand new company that's triple A rated MMO super studio, and they are comprised of ex-employee vets from Sony, Blizzard, and those companies. They're joining forces. They have not let out any clue as to, or hint as to, what the new MMO is going to be or what it's going to be like yet. So we're all kind of in the dark there.
I'm like really, 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 really excited to see what might come out. I can't even fathom. The only thing I can think of is it's got to be like brand new.
Well, they're supposed to go in a totally different direction with it than current MMOs are. It's supposed to be taking us into new areas.
I just want them to resurrect Star Wars Galaxies. Sad face.
I don't know. It. From what I get from it, they're going to do... It's definitely going to be, like, overly new. So, yeah, definitely going to be, like, their own game. The Kerbal Space Program got a new update. Let's see here. What do we have?
That one's where they give you more control over the characters.
Yes, yes. It's the version 0.21, adds new features, new train models, celestial bodies in the solar system, and crew management systems. So, yeah. That's something I might have to take a look at since I own that. Activision Blizzard buys themselves out for more money than I will ever have, $8.2 billion. They bought them their company from, they were owned by I can't pronounce that. Can anybody pronounce that?
Vivendi.
Vivendi. There you go. They were owned by Vivendi, and they were like, "Here, have shut up, take my money," and now they kind of are run by themselves.
Sort of, kind of. Vindy still owns 12% stock. Activision, Blizzard got together and bought majority control of their stock back. So okay, they now have full control of their company instead of Vindy coming in and telling them what to do.
Okay, that's in business terms, yes, that's exactly what happened. But on the downside with Blizzard, WoW has dropped in subscribers yet again. I think it was like 600,000 subscribers less now.
Yeah, they're down to 7.7 mil.
Yep. So everybody was like, oh, this is going to be the WoW killer. This is going to be WoW killer. And I was kind of like one of those few people that like, I think WoW's going to kill itself. It looks like it's happening.
It's too soon to say anything, put anything set in stone, but something tells me the end of times are upon us.
Nah, we'll see. I didn't hear anything about any new expansion pack coming out this year or anything like that. I don't know of any other major updates for new content.
For WoW, no. WoW Next.
That's EQ Next.
Which is supposed to be coming out soon.
Yeah, EQ Next is a totally different company.
No. WoW.
There's a WoW Next?
They're coming out with another new one. New WoW.
I thought they didn't announce anything at all.
Gotta have your sources, bro.
Man, I know EQ Next is one. I didn't know WoW. The WoW didn't say. They were just like, yeah, no, there's nothing. And their Project Titan was postponed for announcement, too.
Don't know what Titan is, but yeah, they're working in conjunction with D&D developers. So it's supposed to be a whole totally brand new game, a new MMORPG.
Hmm. That's different. Okay. Now that I know that one, I will have to keep an eye, see if I can find something with that. And yes, unfortunately, due to my time constraints, I was not able to get really any console news. I do apologize. Wait a second, why does this not look right?
No console news.
I never updated the file. I do apologize, guys. I didn't update the file.
Go figure.
Yeah. I basically said screw the news. Screw console news. Sorry, guys.
Oh, so that's why you have the release for the Collector's Edition on the Xbox PS3 Realms of Arcania?
Yeah, that's the upcoming. Destiny? I don't know. I must be looking at. I don't know. I have the. That's weird. But yes,
you wrote it, so
I don't know what's going on here, guys. I'm looking at like my notes on my iPad, and I'm missing like a whole chunk. I'm missing where it says like console news and what I wrote there, and I'm missing the upcoming release. I just pulled it up on my computer itself, and I have everything there, and I'm like, what? So yeah. Unfortunately, I don't have any console news. Sorry, guys. I'll definitely get back into that next week. Do apologize for all you console players. But I do have upcoming releases. Upcoming releases, 7:30 on July 30th, you have Terraria Collector's Edition for the Xbox PlayStation. That's Xbox 360 and PlayStation 3. And then you have Realms of Arcania, Blade of Destiny for Steam. On the 31st, you have Cloudberry Kingdom for Steam. Take on Mars, unfortunately, that does not have a date. It just says July 2013, which is on Steam, so I kind of just tossed it into the 31st. I have a feeling we might be seeing that one in our next podcast, too, if it doesn't get a date soon. And you have the Rise of the Triad on Steam. On 8/6... 8/4, you have Pikmin 3 for the Wii U. This is one of the games that if I had a Wii U, I would be getting it. And we'll probably...
I thought I just read something on that Pikmin 3.
Yeah, it's coming out Tuesday.
No. Some other news about Pikmin 3. I'll have to go find it. Now I'm kind of interested.
Pikmin was a fun game.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
That's where Overlord gets some of its roots from, technically.
Kinda, yeah.
Unfortunately, Fez 2 got canceled, and so did Gunrail.
Oh, that's right. I meant to add that. Yes, Fez 2 got canceled. I'm sad face. Fez was such an awesome game. But I looked at it, and because I actually, I think I mentioned in the last one, the last podcast about indie game, the movie, actually went into this more detailed. The gentleman who makes Fez actually had a what the hell?
What the what? Says fish swims away from the game.
No, my Skyrim acted up. Sorry. This is gonna be funny. But yeah, because I watched Indie Game the movie, it actually went into the whole development process of Fez also, and he actually had a partner that left him, and he was having some really big troubles with this said partner. And it looks like it's coming back to bite him in the ass, too. So I think that's what's going on with that. He's probably having problems with his ex-partner. And then Divinity Dragon Commander is coming out on the 6th. So that's our next week in console news. Or releases, sorry. Not console news. But yes, releases. And with that, we are actually almost done here. We have a discussion topic. It would be our super secret segment. But because I wasn't here to run a super secret segment, I actually picked something up for the guys to discuss about. It actually is something that we really can actually talk about quite a bit. In mainstream media, the like news stations all around the world have been reporting about Minecraft and how addicting it is to the youth of the country. Basically, what I'm going to do is I'm going to put in a clip of the actual audio from the video that somebody put on YouTube. So go ahead and take a listen now.
Well, just say the word Minecraft among a group of parents with young children, and Jeremy and I were just talking about
really?
This, and you were guaranteed to hear how our kids are addicted to it, some referring to it as Minecraft. Seriously, it's
I know nothing about it. They Your play kids it play this?
Constantly.
Say the word Minecraft among a group of parents with young kids, and you're pretty much guaranteed to hear how addicted their kids are to it. Some refer to it as Minecraft.
Some even refer to it as Minecraft.
Some referring to it as Minecraft.
Some even refer to it as Minecraft.
Some even referring to it as Minecraft.
Some referring it as Minecraft.
Yes.
Minecraft.
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 Well, like me, I don't know, of course, what this is, but apparently Minecraft is a video game. They keep coming up with new ones all the time.
And yeah, that's basically what the clip was, is just a bunch of newscasters over and over saying that Minecraft is aka also known as Minecraft, because
Agreed.
Of how addicting it is. Now, you know, a lot of people, including my brother, was like, oh, well, Minecraft is just a mod pack and they're getting it mixed up. Unfortunately, that's not, they're just, it's not, they're not trying to pick the mine, the mod pack. It's,
I understand what they're doing. It was an unsuccessful attempt at making a meme. Guys, newscasters all around the world, listen, memes don't come around the way, they just happen. Don't make memes happen. They don't work.
Yeah. So, it was a failed attempt, and but they were basically trying to get to the point that Minecraft is really addicting, and I mean, actually, as I said, you know, I watched the video and read the article. Did you guys watch it and read it?
I have yet to read it. I do have it queued up on my list of things to read behind, you know, Twilight. I'm just kidding.
Wow. I'm speechless.
I agree. Minecraft is addicting. It is my crack in a nutshell, but it's a good kind of addicting. It stirs your creative juices as opposed to the mind-numbing violence of shooters these days. So, I mean, what's really so bad about it?
Mm-hmm. I can definitely attest to how addicting it is. Not personally myself, but, and yes, I know you're watching the stream right now. You are addicted and you need to stop. I'm talking about my brother. This kid is up morning, crack of dawn to night, the second he goes to bed, playing this game. So, I can very much attest that it is a very, very addicting game. Me, per se, I am older, so I know how to handle it. And it's not that I get, like, I might have my spurts where I play hours on end, but then I won't touch it for a while.
It's Minecraft has always been my in-between games game.
Yeah, you know, this takes me back to the EQ days. They said the exact same damn thing about EQ.
And actually, that gets into my next thing. I mean, well, what are the cons of, you know, any game in general being addicting?
Long periods of inactivity.
Okay. That's one of the minors. I mean, like, one of the major one. There are gamers that news, especially people in, like, Korea and stuff, because of the way you sit in a chair and stuff, that if you are playing video games extended periods of time, I forgot what it's called, but basically, like, you get blood clots in your legs and you can actually die because of it. So, that's one of the major factors. That's
so
why
then then that argument could be used about working behind a desk at work. Come on now.
Well, that's why they
you cannot get have save for one and not have it affect all.
That's why they get, like, it's they give you breaks and stuff though. At works and jobs.
Oh, yeah. People take breaks from the game, too.
Well, I'm talking
about
people.
Walk around and everything else.
I'm talking about, as I mentioned, it's the most extreme cases. There are people who are out there that don't get up. They will sit there, like, big MMO players, like gold farmers and stuff. They won't get up out of their chair for hours and hours and hours on end.
Wow. Like, this reminds me of an old Facebook post I saw. It was basically a joke when the guy posted it, but it was actually in relation to Skyrim. Skyrim got released and the guy bought the collector's edition and he spent like the next couple of days playing Skyrim nonstop, and there were sporadic Facebook posts about it, and the guy eventually ended up, like, you know, drinking himself into a diabetic coma, hemorrhaging and dying. And at the very end, he said, please bury me with my Alduin statue.
Yeah, that's, he had, like, Doritos and Mountain Dew and random pictures. And
yeah, and then the next picture later, there was less Doritos and a couple of bloody napkins.
And then he had, like, orange stains on his Xbox controller.
Oh, take a look at South Park. They did a skit on it.
Oh, yeah. Everybody's done skits on it and made their plays on it and stuff like that.
It's if they're that concerned about those people, they need to get target specific those people. It's not everybody. And they're just clashing it all in, all of us into one group, which yep, ain't yep. true. And that's a bunch of bull. And the reporters ought to know better than to do that.
Yeah, and unfortunately, this is a very big and almost all-the-time topic when it comes to news-related things in gaming. And it really does...
Well, look, it happens to all the popular games. It happened to EverQuest. It happened to WoW. It's happening to Minecraft. All the very popular games it's happening to.
Mm-hmm.
So what does that kind of tell you also?
That once a game gets popular, it's getting targeted, so, yeah.
Exactly. So, some of it has no truth, no basis. It's nothing more than to try to bring down the hype on the game. Other parts, I don't see it happening. A lot of it, I don't see happening. I'm sorry.
You have anything else to add on that point there, Norm?
Anybody who doesn't like anything is going to find some way to cast it in a negative light, just as much as I can cast, you know, Call of Duty in a negative light. You know, look at the death threats on that one guy, you know, who made a minor tweak. This is why Call of Duty should be banned, because Call of Duty is bad, blah, blah, murka.
Yep. Okay, so the next point of this discussion, let's step away from the cons and stuff a bit, and let's actually go into the actual pros of the game. So
better decision making skills.
Okay, continue.
Faster reaction time.
I don't know as much as maybe other games in general, but I'm talking about like Minecraft.
And that one in general. Let's see, creative, problem solving. Mathematics. Engineering.
Seriously, you know how many times I had to rebuild my nuclear reactor before I could finally get a one that worked without blowing an entire mountain up?
I'm sorry, Narmisil, what was that?
Oh yeah, I forgot to tell you, I finally got a nuclear reactor that will not blow up now.
I'm sorry. A nuclear reactor?
Yes, in Minecraft.
Yeah, I mean, I'm playing dumb, obviously. A lot of people, you know, I'm sitting there, I'm talking to somebody, I'm like, oh yeah, I just made a fusion reactor in Minecraft, and they're like, what the hell is a fusion reactor? I've never even heard of such a thing. I'm like, really? I knew what a fusion reactor was from school, but, like, seriously? And I can seriously attest, I did kind of point out my brother's very addicted to the game, but on the other hand, I watched some of the skills that he has, not necessarily creativity-wise, but some of the stuff that he can do in the game, and I'm just like, seriously, man, like, I it's crazy. As far as on the other hand, one of our other community members, Diella, she has such an artistic capability to her that it just blows my mind. I wish I'd be able to build things the way she does. And, I mean, we're no pros or anything. There are people out there, let's put it this way, there are mod makers, and mods tweak the games, and they add different things. Now, the base Minecraft game doesn't have all this stuff into it, but these mod makers, there's one Computercraft, also Red Power 2. They add their own languages, computer languages. It's a computer inside a computer game that works perfectly fine.
Computerception?
Exactly, but where do you, in this tiny little game
that runs on Java,
it's completely crazy.
Don't forget in the computer portion of it, you actually have to learn how to program computers.
Oh yeah. So I mean, as much as there's like, oh, this person is sitting down and doing nothing for hours and hours at end, please, I want to see you build a fusion reactor. I want to see you do anything near what you can do here, and then you could tell me, you know. And it's not necessarily, yes, some of it isn't per se scale to real life. I'm going to stop talking for a second. Why don't one of you two maybe say something?
I think you hit the nail right on the head there, right when you just said, let me see you do what this person has done.
I mean, more along the lines of an element in the game called Redstone. It's literally playing with electrical wires. You're learning how a currents work and how switches and levers, and if I wire it this way, this will happen, or if I wire it that way, that'll happen. You know, it's actually got like potential real life things.
I think somebody at one point created a full-size computer motherboard in Minecraft.
There are tons of stuff. You got computer motherboards. Somebody built a Game Boy. And I think it was actually like a working Game Boy. It's just mind-boggling what actually happens. So those are all the pros. And I guess we kind of already went into, you know, other, you know, like how the media kind of more or less might stretch the truth every now and then. So does anybody have anything to add to this? Any final words on the discussion?
I think it's human nature for people to be afraid of things they don't understand.
I don't know if it's afraid, though.
It's the easiest way I could have explained it.
Yeah, I guess. Mocha, do you have anything else to add for the sake of this discussion at all?
No, I don't even. No. I don't want to go there.
All right, then. Well, the discussion is closed. I have nothing else. Does anybody want to say any last few things for the podcast today?
I think that'll do it for me.
Mocha, you got anything you want to add?
I am good here. Until next time.
Have a good one.
Jennifer Anderson stripping?
Wait, what?
Jennifer Anderson stripping in a blonde wig.
I don't want to know. I want you to take a look at the shadow.
You have a sideways axe shadow sticking out of your window.
But yeah! I told you, I'm having some kind of weird, like, shadow rendering problems. I have an axe shadow that's just on my screen. Today we're doing things a little bit... Oh my god, I'm getting attacked.